When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, welcome or welcome back to Call Your Friends. We're your friends, Lauren and Maddie, or Maddie and Lauren.
Oh, is that my cue? Lauren.
We're back. We're together again. As you can see if you're watching the video, hi guys. We're in a new spot today, so let us know if you like it because we think it's pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren is like the video girl, so she chose this spot.
Yeah, something about the cement table that Maddie normally sits at just wasn't doing it for me. So I feel like these chairs are very podcasty. For those of you who are just listening to the audio, we're sitting in like big armchairs. Is that what these are called?
Yeah.
Yes.
I would say tune in, but I would not suggest tuning in today to the video because I look not my best. It's giving grease. It's giving, I just got a facial. So that's the problem. Well, it's not a problem, but my appearance is a problem. But it's fine because we are podcasting today. And as Lauren said, this is a podcast and not a vlog. So
yes,
we're going to talk about summer, which is something we've kind of talked about before. Mm-hmm. And I think that episode was a hit and people were actually saying we want more ideas for things to do this summer.
Mm-hmm.
So we're here to deliver that for you guys because we heard you. But first, we're back together. So we want to talk a little bit about just life and what we've been up to. And it's fun to do this in person because we can have a conversation and not be on Zoom. So I'm happy to be here. You?
Glad to hear. I'm happy to be here too.
All right. So Lauren, what's your plans for the summer? How's the last couple weeks been for you since you've been, I guess, moved to LA?
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely time for a what's going on in our life update.
Mm-hmm.
Because since we've had so many guests on recently who have been amazing, we haven't had a chance to really talk about what we've been up to.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about ourselves.
Yeah, that's what we're here to do, is talk about ourselves. But yeah, I guess I've just been hanging out in LA. I came out here like
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago? Oh my gosh, time flies. 2 weeks ago. And Maddie and I have been spending a lot of time together.
Mm-hmm.
Maddie, what have we even done?
Well, I had COVID for a week, so that really derailed my progress in like work. Well, I guess I should back up. So Lauren came here because she's helping me with Artless. I think we've talked about this before. She's doing our social and marketing and all of that. So I was super excited for her to come, but she came on a Sunday, I want to say. And then I was sick like 3 days later, like by Wednesday I was sick. So I unfortunately had COVID, and it was the first time I've gotten COVID. So I was like, there's no way I have COVID. Like, this is a cold for sure. But then I tested positive and was, I didn't let myself be sick really. Everyone's like, was it bad? I'm like, I just decided I wasn't sick. And that was partially because Lauren was here and I knew she wanted to start working and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I just can't lay in bed all day. I have to work.
And she did.
Yeah. I did. But it really wasn't too bad. So that week was slow. Like, we didn't, obviously, I didn't leave the house.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Are you embarrassed that you got COVID for the first time in July 2022?
You know, no. I wish that I never got COVID because that's kind of embarrassing. It's not embarrassing, but I'm not embarrassed that it took so long because I thought that I had a great immune system. I thought I was superior to everyone else. And
Right.
Now I feel just like, you know, everyone's had it.
Well, it's good that it brought you back down to earth, I guess.
Exactly. But yeah, I lasted a couple years and finally it got me.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the concert on Saturday night that got me. But what can you do, right? And I'm fine now. So
that's amazing.
It was just a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that really kind of set us back in all the things that we wanted to do because I was a little bit tired, couldn't leave the house, all those things. So we didn't do anything last week.
Yeah, we did some work. Mm-hmm. We have some weird work hours, as we talked about last week on the podcast with Chasey.
Mm-hmm.
Maddie and I stayed up pretty late last week doing work. It would be like 10, 12. We were still grinding. Maybe that's why it took you so long to recover too.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, we got some work done. And then I saw Ruby and Nadia, who are just about my only friends in LA. So it was great to see them.
Mm-hmm.
And what else have I done? Oh, we went to an event yesterday. That was fun. Then after we got sushi. And I honestly can't really think of anything else that we've been doing here. Going on hikes.
Yeah, just working a lot. Like, yeah. My life is pretty boring and Lauren's now living my life. But it's just like a lot of sitting around and working and doing stuff on the computer, doing content sometimes. Mm-hmm. We went to my friend's house who has like a backdrop set up and we took a bunch of photos yesterday and all the, not like new products. Were they new products? No.
Well, we shot just like reshooting
stuff. Yeah.
And some other silk stuff. It was fun though. Just like products that we wanted to get new pictures in.
Mm-hmm. More content.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow we're going to another event. Friday I'm going to another event. Lauren's hanging out with a friend.
Yes.
Then it's the weekend. And then we're going to New York next week. So the time has just been flying by. I can't believe it's already August. We're going to New York on August 2nd. And that's in a week. Wait, what day even is it? That's like coming up very soon. It's
less than a week. Yeah,
less than a week. So it's just crazy. I can't believe summer's, I don't want to say it's almost over,
mm-hmm.
but it's getting, we're like more than midsummer.
I can't imagine if I was going to school in the fall,
mm-hmm.
summer would be almost over, especially because in the US they start school so much earlier than we do in Canada.
Yeah.
Like a few weeks earlier. So their summer really is coming to an end, but luckily I have until January and the weather is nice here. So it doesn't really matter when summer ends if you live in LA, you know?
Yeah, once you're working, like, mm-hmm. you're obviously going back to school, but there's no real summer. Have we talked about what we're doing in New York yet?
No.
So Lauren and I are going to New York on Tuesday. We are going to an event that she got invited to for Marc Jacobs, so that will be super fun. I think that's Wednesday. And then we're going to podcast in New York with some New York influencers and other people that we want to talk to. So we're super excited about that. Anything mm-hmm. else?
Well, I don't know. We haven't really made any other plans for New York, but I think we'll probably end up taking a lot of pictures,
mm-hmm.
hopefully shooting some of the artless stuff in New York. Now I'm like fully invested in the company. I don't know if you can tell.
Yeah.
I'm like, we need to get good shots.
Yeah.
Maddie's friend Pia is going to be there at the same time. So I'm sure we'll take pictures with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know.
I have a friend there that I'm going to see go for some dinners. I think it's just going to be like a fun but quick mm-hmm. New York trip, and things will come about and we'll see what happens, but definitely doing some podcasts and definitely going to the event, which will be really fun.
Mm-hmm. So
we're excited. We're super excited. And then I think our mom's coming in August to visit. She's excited about that. Our family's going on a little Asia, and they're actually going to Egypt as well before Asia, but they're going on a little Asian vacation without us. It's just really too bad.
I actually was invited. Maddie is stuck in the U.S. Have you talked about this on the podcast?
Yeah, everyone knows.
Maddie can't leave the U.S., but I was invited, and I turned it down to hang out with you, so.
And you know, Lauren, don't act like that, because I know you hate traveling and don't want to fly 22 hours
but I feel
to
like
Indonesia.
Asia would be a cool place to visit,
mm-hmm.
and I would love to go to Egypt and see the pyramids. Same. Like, that would be pretty sick.
Yeah, I know. I was really upset that they're going without me, because I feel like Egypt is somewhere, it's like once in a lifetime. Like, mm-hmm. mom would go back for sure, because she loves traveling and we can convince her to do anything really travel wise.
Yeah.
But my dad, getting him to go back to Egypt would be tricky. So I was sad that I couldn't go. But mm-hmm. If me and you haven't been, maybe we can convince them together.
Maybe. I would love to go to Indonesia too, because since I started YouTube, we've always had so many fans from Indonesia, and mm-hmm. it would just be so cool to meet them. Also, like, John's going, and so it's he'll get so to meet cool. people, but I'm like, oh, I wish I could go, because mm-hmm. I would love to see everyone over there, but yeah, hopefully one day
mm-hmm.
we'll be back.
We'll have to make it one time. Well, I've been to Indonesia, but I'd love to go back, and I think they're going to a few countries, Malaysia, I'm not sure if there's anywhere else, but it's going to be really cool. We'll be here. we'll be podcasting, we'll be working, but they're gonna have a great time. And that's basically it. I think it hasn't been too eventful, but we're excited for the rest of the summer, which brings us into the topic of today's episode, which is rules for summer. This is a topic that I got the idea from actually JC and Chelsea, who we had on the podcast last week. We spoke to JC, but they have a podcast together called What We Said, and they released this merch collection that says Rules for Summer on it.
Okay.
And I didn't actually like look at the rules again because I don't want to like get that in my head, but and I want to come up with our own ideas, but I thought the idea was really cute. And also, if you guys have seen on TikTok, her name is The Jar. You said you hadn't heard of her, right? Or hadn't seen her TikToks?
What kind of videos does she make?
She makes these rules videos. So she'll do like rules for Thursday or rules for Thursday night, rules for Sunday morning, like all the things that you need to do. It's like a rules list. Yeah. Obviously, take it as you will. But it's like little cute rules or ideas of things that you should do in each situation in life.
Okay.
So I was like, we should talk about rules for summer. So this is kind of like our ideas of having the best summer that you can have.
Right.
Also kind of going off of our episode about summer activities or summer bucket list. Mm-hmm.
This is basically just how you can make the most of the rest of summer.
Exactly. Because if you're anything like us, you didn't realize that it was already August and summer is almost over. So don't worry, everyone. There's still time. And this is what we're going to do to have the best summer ever. So let's start. Do you want to start?
I didn't think of any rules, Maddie.
What?
I forgot.
Lauren, the podcast is Rules for Summer.
No, I know, but I just didn't think of it.
I said, I'm getting a facial.
Okay, so you're going to have to start, and I'll think of some.
Okay.
What's a rule for summer?
Okay, number one rule for summer is we only drink iced coffee. If you like hot coffee, you need to drink iced coffee because it's summer. And this is a rule that applies actually all year long, because iced coffee is always superior, even if it's freezing cold out. But for summer, we drink our drinks with lots of ice. Water, Lauren's been drinking ice water as well.
Mm-hmm.
Water, soda, iced tea, coffee, whatever you want, but definitely iced coffee.
Yes. I'm not a coffee drinker, but as Maddie mentioned, I have been putting ice in my water, and wow, it is life-changing. Mm-hmm. Nadia came over the other day. She was like, I'm so glad that you're an ice water drinker now, because I never used to be. But it's great. I should have been doing it earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is pretty great. I just think every drink needs to have ice in it. Why would you want to drink a lukewarm drink if you didn't have to? Like, there's ice in the freezer. Just go get it.
I know. Wow.
So that's rule number one. Okay. Do you have anything off the top of your head?
Okay, you can't put in the part where I said I didn't think of anything.
I'm putting it in.
No, I'm going to think of things. And I have one.
Okay, go.
Okay. Rule number two is you must invest in a maxi skirt.
Yes.
Or if you're not into skirts, anything linen. I feel like those have been my summer staples. And I just think that you'll love them.
I had this on my list as well. I said, we're doing button-up shirts, linen, cotton, whatever you want. They're literally everywhere. I'm like, why haven't I made a button-up shirt yet? I'm so dumb. But yes, this summer we're doing button-ups, and I think linen is a great fabric because it's light, it's breathable.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a maxi skirt is an essential for summer. I think this trend is going to carry into winter as well, so don't worry if you want to buy one now. It's not too late. You can also make it like winterized.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, totally agree.
Also, I feel like maxi skirts are one of those things that you can definitely find secondhand. Mm-hmm. I bought the cutest purple maxi skirt secondhand the other day, and I love it. But I just feel like every time I've been to a thrift store, they always have long skirts. So
for sure,
if you don't want to spend a bunch of money on a skirt that you don't know if you're going to be able to wear for much longer, definitely check out the thrift store. They'll probably have one.
Agreed. Number three, we're doing natural makeup. So, you know, makeup comes in trends. There's always trends that come and go. And I think right now we're in a natural makeup era. And I fully align with this personally because I'm bad at makeup. So this is great if you don't know what you're doing. But it's also great because, you know, in the summer, maybe you're a little bit tanned, or I think the sun just like kind of helps your skin in general. Mm-hmm. I think that that's like a thing that's proven.
Okay. It's one of those things that I don't know if it's proven, but
It's just
true. Everyone says it and it feels true. Whenever I go on vacation, I'm always glowing. So,
So we'll just say it's true for the sake of this podcast. You guys do your own research. We're not scientists, but I think natural skin is in, and whatever your natural skin looks like. I mean, you can put some makeup on, but I just like the natural looking skin that's like glowy and bright and with lots of blush and lots of highlighter. That's the vibe I'm going for this summer. So my rule is natural makeup and natural skin.
It's honestly the best, because if you want to go swimming, you don't have to worry about your makeup, like taking off your makeup. Mm-hmm. If you're sweating, you don't have to worry about your makeup sweating off. Like natural makeup is the way to go for summer.
Yeah. And if you want to do something like with your eyes, like your lashes, you can do a lash lift and tint, which I seriously need to do. Maybe we should do that this week or something, because I know a place that we can go.
I'm kind of scared to do it, but I want to. Like, is it okay for your lashes to do you think?
Yeah, like if you have really blonde lashes, you might have to be careful, but I think you're fine. Like, you have like
mine are pretty dark.
Not a lot of hair, but like you have hair.
Okay, like I don't have to worry about them falling out. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, like you have like thick, you have actually much thicker hair than me, like on your head. But if you're like blonde and very fair, I'm not sure. Maybe this is something you need to look into yourself. But if you're you're fine. You'll be fine. If your hair is not, your hair is
honestly,
like thin,
my hair thick. Grows quickly. Like if all of my lashes fall out, I'll probably have a full set by next week.
2 weeks.
It is a blessing and a curse, because whenever I get my eyebrows done, they grow back in like 2 days.
Right.
But it's good to know that I can get a lash lift without them falling out. I just don't know if the chemicals are good for you.
Well, I don't think chemicals are good for you in general, but, you know, we drink Diet Coke, we do self-tan, spray tan, that type of thing.
Right.
We do bleach our hair. It's all the same. Also, do your own research. Not sure about any of this, but it's like a perm for your lashes.
Right.
But they only leave it on for like 10 minutes.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's really fine. I've done it and my lashes work completely fine. And it really like makes your face look amazing, because it looks like you're always wearing mascara and your lashes are always curled.
I would love that, because my lashes are really straight. Mm-hmm. So I feel like a little lift would really go a long way.
I definitely recommend, personally. Mm-hmm. So the point, to summarize this point, we're doing natural makeup for summer and focus on the skin, focus on being really glowy and bright. And if you want to get a lash lift, I recommend.
Perfect.
You're up.
This summer, we will also be going to bed early and waking up early, because we have to make the most of our days. And if you're anything like me, you were very sleep deprived after the last school year, and it's time to catch up on that sleep. So why not go to bed early and wake up early? You always feel so productive, or at least I do, when I wake up early and go for a walk, work out if you want to, or even just start your day earlier, whatever you would normally do when you wake up later in the day.
Love that. I had a similar point, which is this summer we're refining our habits. I think we've talked about this before, but basically whenever you have more time, which I would say generally people do in the summer, even if you have a job that's like continues all year round, I think summer, you just find yourself with more time. Also, it's easier to wake up early because it's light out in the morning. And I think this also applies to other habits as well. I think you said walking. That's a great one, because the weather is usually nice, nicer than the winter. The sun's out. The summer's a great time to refine your habits. Figure out what you want to do to bring into the new like school year, or even if you're working, I feel like September always kind of feels like a fresh start, which is nice. So yeah, just use the extra time to refine your habits, get your skincare routine down, all the things.
I have one, but it's kind of similar to what we talked about in our last podcast episode about summer.
Okay.
It's basically just, you know how we said that it was going to be the summer of yes? Basically, I just want to remind everyone that this summer we should be saying yes to things and plans with friends, and also just reaching out to people that we maybe didn't get a chance to hang out with much during the school year, because I kind of just assume that everyone's in school. I'm sure we have some older listeners as well, but if you are in school still, school is a very busy time and normally you have more free time in the summer, so it's a easier time to reconnect with people.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that you should take advantage of your extra time and maybe hang out with some people that you've been wanting to see that you haven't had a chance to.
Yep, I totally agree. It's a good reminder to try new things as well, like things that you normally mm-hmm. wouldn't do. The summer is just, it's a different time. Yeah, even if you're working or like your schedule doesn't change that much, it just seems like there's more excitement, more things to do, more plans and opportunities. I know we've been invited to a lot of events recently, which is kind of a niche experience, I guess, but I think it applies to anything, like other plans with friends or things that you normally would be like, oh, should I go? Like, I don't really feel like it. Mm-hmm. It's dark out. I don't want to go. You know, in the winter, there's a lot of excuses that you can make.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, Lauren and I are really trying to say yes to things and just go out, be social, like say hello to people, meet new friends, all of this. Say yes to everything that comes your way. And within reason, of course. Always got to give the disclaimer.
Say no to drugs, kids.
Yeah, don't do drugs. Don't do anything bad. But go to events, meet friends, push yourself out of your comfort zone. Because soon enough, we'll be back into winter and all the excuses will come back. Like, it's too dark and it's too cold. Those are typically my excuses. Or I have nothing to wear. Because, you know, in the winter, it's harder to put an outfit together. Mm-hmm. Kind of like there's a lot of layers and you're like, can I wear bare legs? It's January. So this is the time to do the things that you want to do.
Right. And something that kind of relates to part of what you mentioned is I know that we don't really advocate for hobbies, but if there's something that you've been wanting to do all year, like I have always wanted to learn how to sew, for example, I think the summer is a great time to give it a try. If you have more time, even if you've just like been making up excuses and you're waiting for a time to start, let this be your sign.
Actually, discussing hobbies, my next one's kind of related, which is this summer we're becoming readers. And I need to take my own advice because I haven't read a book in like 12 years. Definitely not a fiction book, but it seems like fiction is really taking off these days. Like everyone is a fiction reader girly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like a lot of people that didn't consider themselves readers have taken an interest in fiction.
Yes.
Because it's lighter, you know? I like reading fiction because I don't feel like I have to sit down and learn something every time I pick up a book.
Right.
It's just like watching Netflix. Like, it's more comparable to that than studying.
Right.
If you're reading fiction.
I always read nonfiction. Shocker. Because, you know, how I feel about hobbies, but
self-development, girly.
The thing is, I could get into fiction, but I feel like I would need to be, like, on a vacation or something. Because it does align more so in the Netflix category. Mm-hmm. And the thing with reading is you can't do anything else. Like, if you're watching TV, if you want to watch something like a documentary, like I'm dying to watch Keep Sweet, Pray and Obey, which I think you saw, right? Or, like,
I haven't watched it, but I know what it is, yeah.
Or other, like, shows like that that are kind of realistic, because I think that those are really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can, like, be on your phone posting something, or, like, you can multitask. Reading, you have to be fully committed. I would read on a plane, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, flying to New York.
Well, I can't really read on a plane. There's too much going on. Like, something about me is I can't read unless it's silent.
That's weird.
I get distracted very easily. And like on the plane, if I'm trying to read and I can hear someone talking, I just listen to their conversation instead. So the plane doesn't really work for me. But even if you read for like 10 minutes every night before bed.
Yeah.
It's like, really, what were you going to do those 10 minutes? Probably go on TikTok.
Yeah, true.
Like, it's not that much of a commitment. And it's a good habit. It's a better way to go to bed than staring at your phone.
I know. Discussing habits, like we talked about a couple points ago, my habits have not been good. So I think I need to do a total overhaul and take my own advice and, like, you know, not go on TikTok before bed, because I will literally be on my phone scrolling like this. And then I'm like, I'm so tired and I have to plug my phone and put it down.
Mm-hmm.
And I fall asleep in 2 seconds, which is just so bad. And then in the morning, first thing I do is look at my phone. Like, I want to be one of those people that doesn't look at their phone in the morning or at night.
Yeah, I've been falling asleep on my phone too.
But it's like, how hard is it to just do something else? It is kind of hard though.
Well, I'll tell you my issue. I've been reading in the morning instead of at night. because I'm really far from my light switch in my room.
This is what I was going to say next.
It's really not a problem. This is one of those champagne problems. But, oh, it's just like, it is discouraging for me.
Yes.
When I know that I'm going to have to get out of bed to turn off the light, because then it's not like I can relax. And then when my eyes are starting to close, I just put the book down and go to bed, you know? I have to, like, yeah, get out of bed and walk across the room. It's really not a big deal, but it's just an obstacle for me.
There's two solutions to this problem. Number one,
read by the light switch.
I've been considering three. No, there's two. There's two real ones. Number one is you don't brush your teeth until you're finished reading right before you're going to go to bed, because then you have to get up and brush your teeth. Like, you know, you have to brush your teeth. I know you, and you will not go to bed without your teeth brushed.
No.
Same, neither will I. So that's the thing. You read, then you get up, you shut off the light, then you go brush your teeth or whatever, vice versa. Brush your teeth, come back in, turn off the light, go to bed. And in the meantime, you can plug your phone in on the other side of the room. This is what we have to do, I think, until we become less addicted to our phones.
Is this another rule for summer? We're plugging our phones in.
Yeah, that's a rule.
Somewhere elsewhere that is not beside our bed.
It needs to be in the room if you use it as an alarm clock.
So you don't annoy everyone else in your house.
Right. And so that you can hear it and we go wake up.
Good point.
So that's the first option. Number two is we buy Kindle, which means you can lay in bed with the lights off and read a Kindle. It does have some blue light, but it's not as bad as an iPhone because it's meant to be like a book, and you can still plug your phone in somewhere else. You don't have to look at your phone. Like, you can turn your phone off at like 8 p.m. and just read your Kindle and go to bed. Like,
there are actually a lot of solutions to this, because another one that I've been considering and that I've done a few times is I take my phone flashlight and I set it up right behind me, and then I read my book.
Another one. You can get a book light. Even better.
Okay, yes. Book lights are actually great. I had one when I was at school. Great investment. But it kind of depends what your bed is like and if you have anywhere else to clip it in your room, because it has to clip onto a bed frame normally or like a desk of some sort. But it wouldn't really work in my room because my bed frame is too wide.
Oh, that's no good. What about if you like propped up a pillow and put it on the pillow?
Yeah.
Like a vertical pillow.
A lamp. A lamp is a great investment.
That's expensive. I don't want to buy a lamp.
You can get one from IKEA for like $10.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a floor lamp?
No. Like a desk lamp.
Yeah, where are you going to put it?
Well, I have a little cabinet right beside my bed. But some people have like a bedside table.
I don't have that.
Okay. Well, on the floor,
so
I guess
I have to use one of my other solutions. Should I buy a Kindle? Can somebody who has one let us know if they're worth it? Because I think it's maybe like $200, which is a lot, kind of, if I'm not going to use it. Mm-hmm. I have an iPad.
I was going to say, you can read on your iPad or your computer or your phone.
Ugh, I can't read on my phone. Read on my computer.
You could read on your computer.
I could read on my iPad, but the thing about the Kindle, sorry, we're going to wrap this up. This is a long tangent. The thing about the Kindle is the blue light is much less than the phone or the iPad. It's like meant to be like that.
Honestly,
but I don't
notice a difference when I... like,
you don't even know,
I'm exposed to blue light before I go to bed. Yeah, because sometimes I don't go on my phone before bed and I don't fall asleep any faster. But I also don't really have problems falling asleep. I feel like we're oversharing, so maybe it's time that we move on to our next rule for summer.
Well, you're up next because I said the book thing.
I did have one. Okay, this one's a bit controversial.
Okay,
so just,
we love controversy on this podcast.
It's really not controversial, like in the grand scheme
of joke.
Controversy. Okay. Whoosh, right over my head. Anyway, I think that this is the summer that we learn how to paint our own nails. Like, why are we going to nail salons? Maddie, hear me out. Why do we go to nail salons and pay to get our nails done when we can literally just do it ourselves?
No, I will never do my own nails because I'm bad at it.
Yeah, that's because you haven't learned yet. That's the whole point. You have to learn this summer.
Nails are something that you got it or you don't. You got the skills or you don't. I'm not good with anything small.
I'd like to see some sources. Please.
I'm not good at cutting my jeans. I'm not good at...
that's so random.
No, I'm not good at painting. Like, I'm just not ever going to do that. But I will go for natural nails, like right now.
Okay. Another thing that we can take up this summer is using nail strengthener.
Yeah.
I think that it's great to do if your nails aren't painted. It's just like a clear, it looks just like a clear top coat, but it supposedly makes your nails a lot stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're like me, your nails are really weak and you could really use some nail strengthener. Mm-hmm. So if you can't paint your nails with polish, consider using nail strengthener, which is clear.
I could do that for sure. Maybe I'll do that because my nails are falling apart. And my next rule is we are finding new music this summer. And this is really big for me because if you've been following my journey, I don't listen to music. Well, I'll listen to it if it's like someone else's playlist. But yeah, I've been listening to Lauren's recently. But I feel like it's the time to like explore music and find new people to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
If you're into podcasts like me, you can do podcasts as well. I think music and podcasts are both good to explore, to like find new content to consume. But I think this all kind of goes back to time and having a little bit more time.
Mm-hmm.
Or like taking more time for yourself in the summer. I feel like people prioritize self-care and just like themselves and all that more so in the summer. So I think if you're able to go on Spotify, I feel like Spotify is better for discovery.
Mm-hmm.
You can find podcasts and good artists and playlists and music and really curate your own taste and all of those things.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like everyone has some free time, obviously some more than others, but I think it's important to just be deliberate with that time and make sure you're doing things that are actually benefiting you. Like,
yeah,
I don't know, if you feel like you never have time for yourself, then maybe just recognize when you do have free time and try and make sure that you're doing something that makes you feel good with that time. So totally. If you love listening to music and finding new artists, or you love listening to podcasts, maybe that's what you should be doing in your free time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, music and podcasts are something that can be multitasked. So mm-hmm. say if you're doing some sort of work, whether it's like work or schoolwork, that's less mind consuming, it doesn't require as much focus, you can play something in the background. Mm-hmm. Or like, don't look for podcasts and music at that time, but play the podcast and music that you have found. And I think also it's cool because you can use Spotify and it will suggest other things for you. Like, the more you listen, the more it learns about your history and makes recommendations for you. So I feel like that's a good way to also find new things without really like having to spend much time on it.
Are you a Spotify or Apple Music girly?
Apple Music, it's way more beautiful and the interface is nicer. But I think Spotify...
Nerd. Nerd alert.
I think Spotify is better, like, and then they make those curated playlists for you every week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will say, I'm also an Apple Music girl, but I kind of get why people like Spotify.
It's just, like, a different app. Like, why can't it just be on your phone, like Apple Music?
Well, they have an app. It can be on your phone.
But it's different, Lauren. It's like an app, an external app versus one that's like on your phone.
Okay. I get what you're saying. It's not made by Apple, so it's not like automatically on your phone, but would it really kill you to download it?
I have it.
Mm-hmm.
I never use it though. It's also hard to use.
It kind of confuses me. And also, I'm pretty sure if you don't have Spotify Premium,
there's ads.
Then it's very restricted. Apple Music's actually the same. Like, you have to pay for a plan, but we have a family plan.
Right.
Which is why I use Apple Music, because there's no ads. I can listen to whatever song I want. On Spotify, I think you can't, like, click on a certain song.
Right.
You have to listen to whatever playlist it's part of and wait for it to come on. That's never really worked for me.
Yeah, but maybe you could, like, go on Spotify and have them make a playlist for you and then listen
steal
to
it.
Yeah, then write down your favorite ones and then search them up, and then that's kind of a lot of work though.
Yeah, and also I think it learns as you listen what songs you would like.
See, Apple needs a better algorithm. Mm-hmm. Apple Music, they need to suggest to you.
They've songs
started
for
this.
You.
Yeah.
And honestly, I normally like the ones that they pick, but I don't even know where to find the album.
This shouldn't be that hard. Seriously. It should be so easy.
It probably is.
Well, clearly
I
not.
I haven't looked into it.
Yeah, it's probably easy, right? There's probably a good button for
it. Yeah, probably.
Well, anyways, that was a long rant. Do you have any other rules that you want to bring up before we end off this episode? Come on, Lauren. Hit us with a great one.
No pressure. Honestly, not really. Sorry to disappoint.
I think a great way to wrap up this episode would just be to say this is the summer of being intentional, which we have a whole episode about living intentionally, being intentional, but you made a great point with that on the last one. Like, you have free time. Everyone has some free time. Right now, you're probably spending it on your phone, or we don't know how you're spending it, but I know I'm spending mine on my phone, kind of like mindlessly scrolling. And it's all about just reprioritizing your life and figuring out what you want. And you'll be surprised, I think. Also, okay, last thing for real. I want to have like an ideal schedule and then stick to that every single day. We were talking about this yesterday because my friend showed me an example of a TikTok, and this girl's schedule was crazy.
Yeah.
Amazing. Like, that is my dream. But she has all the like breath work. She has meditation. Mm-hmm. She has her workout. She has stretching.
I also like that she does like 8 hours of work in the day, but it's broken up into manageable chunks.
Yeah.
So it doesn't feel like she's sitting on her computer doing work all day. I feel like that would be nice. And you'd end up being more productive because your sessions would be more focused.
It's so true. So that's what I want to do. That's the way I want to live. I want to live intentionally. I want to be able to know what I'm doing every day instead of just like starting the day, be like, what should we do today?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like plan in advance, have a schedule, be able to fit all the things that I want to fit into my life in. Because at the end of the day, I feel like those little things that you want for yourself, the things that maybe you've been putting off or you're like, oh, I don't have time for that. Like, those are the things that make your life great. Mm-hmm. When you look back and on like the things that you enjoy, it's the little things that you do for yourself, and you have time. You just need to prioritize it.
Right. And you touched on this, but I think you can be more intentional by planning the night before. Like, that helps me a lot when I make a to-do list of things I want to accomplish the next day, and it's attainable.
Right.
So that I don't feel discouraged if I don't accomplish everything on it. I feel like that helps me use my time more wisely the next day and actually check things off my to-do list and do things that I know I need to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So everyone, you at home, you can make your own ideal routine.
Mm-hmm.
We can, why don't we do it and we'll make an example and like post it on our story or something.
Yeah.
Because I think that everyone needs to do this and it will make your life so much better. Well, I think it will make my life so much better, and it will let you know how it goes mm-hmm. after we do it. But I think everyone should plan what they want in their life and try to see how they can fit it in to their schedule.
Yes. And I also think that it's important to not only include work-related tasks on that to-do list, but also things that you want to do for yourself.
Yeah.
Like, if meditating is something that's important to you, put that on your to-do list. Allot 30 minutes for meditation and actually do it. Treat it like a task.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of your other tasks.
Yeah, we'll show you guys an example, but it will be all planned out with times and how long everything takes. And that excites me. Like, that is what I love to mm-hmm. see. So I would recommend it. But yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed our rules for summer, and let us know if you try them out or what your rules for summer are, because mm-hmm. I think everyone has different rules.
I love that.
And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. We're excited for the New York content. Are we going to record a podcast in New York?
We could.
I think we might have to do one. We'll bring our stuff.
Okay.
We'll record a podcast. We'll give our thoughts. Maybe Lauren will share if she's had any opinions, changes of mind, because, you know, she was kind of a hater last time.
Okay, I was not a hater. I just feel like it's kind of romanticized by the internet. And when I actually went to New York, I was like, oh, it's a big city, you know?
That's always going to be true, I think,
mm-hmm.
because of TikTok. But I don't know. We'll see. Maybe your experience will be different this time.
Yes.
So we'll talk to you guys maybe in New York next Friday. Bye.
Bye.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.